Peace in family, it's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikel, the energy, and you are now tapped into spiritual health with Mikel, where I deep dive into spiritual conversations that many people are not talking about, family. Let's get into it right now. Enjoy, leave a comment, hit me up, and if you want to tap into our community, Warojo House, go to warojohouse.com and join us in this spiritual game. Peace in, love out. Peace in, family. It's your brother from another motherland. We back on Alive again. Put a flame if you're in the game. We're here for the conversation. Nothing but spiritual health, family. I want to answer your questions today. We've been deep diving. I told you it's a new season. We just got through Easter. It's a new season, family, and we're ready to really unpack what's going on with us and our spiritual health journey. So before we continue, confirm if you can hear me, put a number one in the comment section if you can hear me right now, because today I want to deal with your questions, family. We are in the motherland right now. We're in the Coven Mystic Breed, one of the beautiful spaces that are opening up here in Kilifi for us, the Warojo family, all around the world. This is one of our safe spaces that has been opened up. It's called Mystic Breed, and I can't wait for you guys to experience this in the flesh. We're in Kilifi right now. And the sun is sunning. You gotta say it. The weather is weathering. And it's feeling beautiful right now. I can't even lie to you, family. So we're broadcasting live. And I might just give you a little tour around the place. And who knows? You know what I'm saying? We might introduce you to some of the key players in this experience right now. But family, we're here to talk about spiritual health. I myself have come back on the lives, family, because I need to talk to my people about this upcoming season, family. This season is going to be very special. We know the new year always begins at the spring equinox. It is the time when new things are going to be coming up for us in our lives. The real trajectory of our year and the way we've played it so far is going to be revealing itself. And this is the part where I like to interject and make sure we are in the right headspace, are in the right heart space to take on the journey that we deserve, yeah? Yesterday, I spoke about, I was breaking down the laws, and I think it might be cool for me to just go over the laws again. As you may or may not know, Warojo House is a spiritual health community, a spiritual health network, and our key role is to, one, project the culture of Ma'at, which in itself, in its foundation, is African culture, but to really project the culture of Ma'at through innovative spiritual health solutions. So we do products, services, as well as Chezorojo, as you guys have experienced, Village Link Up, which we do every year. Hopefully you guys are going to be coming this December. Peace in, family. Hope you're with me. Give me a flame if you can still hear me. But we're talking about what we're here, what we're about. So Warojo House exists specifically, family, to spread this message of Ma'at to everyone. And so as we're gearing up for our next spiritual health programs, which will be starting in May, I'm going to be talking a bit more about what you can expect from our next program, our next Chezorojo Challenge, which is going to be starting in May. I want to remind you why I take my time every day to make sure that my people, my community, are aligned with these laws, family. This is Ma'at, the 11 laws of the spirit. And what it really is the mathematics to how we spiritually exist. You can observe nature down to a science. You can observe nature down to mathematics. And us, as people of nature, we can also be observed in the same way. There is a spiritual nature that we have, and Ma'at and the laws of the spirit helps us understand what it is and how we function in this world from the mindset we have, from the karma we experience, from the reason we were born into certain conditions with certain challenges, for the reason a lot of us have spiritual powers, really all of us, but also why some of us may spend lifetimes trying to access those spiritual powers. All of that can be revealed and understood through understanding these levels of the spirit. And what I try and do is simplify these laws so that even my child, my daughter, who's only 2 years old, she already has a comprehensive understanding of these laws. And that, for me, is my mission. There's no point having these, you know, esoteric teachings, but the common person can't understand them. If it's true, truth should be true at every level of life, you know. And so the point of this discourse, us talking here, these programs, is so that we can have a holistic understanding of what it means to live ma'at. So first of all, ma'at, the word ma'at means truth. It's one that can be found in many different languages, but it simply means truth. And it's where we get the most basic truths in life from, whether it's the word mama comes from ma'at, the word mathematics comes from ma'at, the word matrix, matriarch, all stems from this word ma'at. So it's something that we're already very familiar with. As a principle in the 11 laws, ma'at represents the law of harmony, the law of reciprocity, balance, order, truth, right? And it deals with the physical experience of oneness, yeah? The idea that everyone and everything is interconnected. That is what the law of Ma'at is dealing with. So, let me just do a breakdown. It's a very simple breakdown. I'm going to go from 0 to 10. And then I want to start us getting some questions, family, because I know you guys have some crazy, powerful questions that I want to jump into. We didn't have time for. So, these are the 11 laws of the spirit. This book is mashup right now because it's traveled around the world. But the 11 laws from 0, it goes from 0 to 10. 0 is the highest law. That means in the hierarchy, 0 has the most power over all of the other laws, right? It's very important to know. So from 0, and then 1 has more power over 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then 2 has more power over 3, 4, 5, 6, and going down all the way to 10. So let's do it like this. 0 is amen. Amen represents peace. Number 1 is asar. Asar represents oneness, unity, or universal consciousness. Number 2 is tahuti. Tahuti represents wisdom or nature's intelligence or God's rhythm. They're all synonyms of the same principle. So number 2 represents God's wisdom or the intelligence found in nature itself. Number 3 is known as sakir. Yes? Sakir represents energetic power, or what we as humans experience as emotions. Yeah? Now remember, the higher the number, the more powerful. This is something I want you to think about. Your emotions, or the emotions you experience, are actually the third highest law and represents the part that represents divine laws. So next time you want to degrade emotions and put down emotions, remember that emotions and what they are represent one of the three most powerful spiritual laws in existence, all right? So it's something to think about. Number four is ma'at. And ma'at, as I said earlier, represents the law of love. But in practicality, is the experience, the emotional experience of oneness, interdependence, how everything is connected. Number five is Herakuti. Herakuti represents divine justice, or what most of us know as karma. Yeah? And that's something I want to get into as well, because we always talk about karma as if it's some bad thing, but karma just deals with what is due and owed to you by spiritual order and balance, yeah? So number five is dealing with divine justice, and it's called Herukuti. Number six is called Heru. Heru is where we get the word hero from. Heru is the archetype that represents will power. If you study Jesus Christ, if anyone's coming from a Christian background, Jesus is the law of Heru. The story of Jesus and the journey that Jesus took, right, represents this law. You can break down the entire law by that story. It represents willpower and your ability to override your will, your own personal desire for the will of God, but really the will of Asa, which represents the universal rhythm, the universal consciousness, right? And I can go into that a bit more as well, but let's keep going. Number seven, this is where a lot of us will get more familiar with these laws as we go lower. Number seven represents, is called Heteru. And Heteru represents your imagination and your ability to cultivate beauty and joy in your life. So Heru represents the part of your brain that deals with visual thinking. Then you have number eight. Number eight is called Sebek. Sebek is the masculine part of function of the brain. And Sebek deals with your personal intelligence, your logic, or how you define reality. You see, like that's good, that's bad, this is the way for me, that's not the way for me. That is Sebek, your verbal thinking and what most people experience as affirmations. So when you're dealing with affirmations, you're dealing with Sebek. When you're dealing with your visualization, your vision board and things like that, you're dealing with Heteru, your visual thinking. Then we move on to law number nine. Law number nine, it's called Oset. Oset is the mother archetype. Oset is dealing with meditation, your subconscious reality, the part of you that programs yourself via the rhythm you live on, what you put yourself into trance with, how you meditate. It's your ability to be open and receive new insight, new information, and new programming for your reality. Number 10, which is the final law, is called Geb. Geb is dealing with your earthly existence, your electromagnetic self, your what we know as the five senses, hearing, sight, sound, taste, touch. They're all dealing with one aspect of the spirit, and that is Geb. Geb would also be your name. Yes, my name is Mikkel. Mikkel, and how I identify Mikkel is dealing with Geb, my ego. Again, a lot of us put the ego in this bad box because of the necessity to transcend it when you're going on your spiritual journey. But I'm here to tell you that your ego is so vital for you to enjoy this life. It's so important that you have and recognize and take care of your ego as your temple, because it is how you get to truly experience heaven on earth. Without this law, there is no physical reality. So we don't degrade it. We understand it, that it takes all of these 9 other or 10 other laws to really enjoy this shit. But if you're living in it on its own, it can be very detrimental. So number 10 represents your physical reality, your sensations. It's where you experience all the pleasure and pain and the sensations of life itself. So those are the 11 laws. And the idea is, once we can harmonize all 11 laws with our daily life, then we have what we call ma'at, which is order, truth, balance, reciprocity, and the whole nine. So when we say ma'at, we're talking about bringing all of these aspects of our spirit into harmony, into balance, into a wonderful cesaroho, a dance with the spirit. You see? So that's what this is about, family. And now the new season has come up. We are going to be, one, doing a lot more lives. I want to show you around where we're at in the motherland. We've got so much going on. There's so much being put in place for us and all of my Warojo family to come and enjoy. And we've got a lot of programs happening, both online and offline. So if you're in Kenya, there's a lot to look forward to in the physical. If you can't make it out here right now, we've got even more to look forward to online. We've got some programs starting next month. You guys have been seeing me talk a lot about sexuality, right? And I've been spewing some truths around sexuality and touching on some very sensitive and somewhat taboo topics around sexuality. And that's because, family, it is my absolute desire, it is my absolute calling to unpack this very sacred and somewhat disruptive space that we have and know as sexuality, family. We're going to be running programs and doing a lot of conversations on sexuality as it pertains to natural law. Not my opinion, yeah? Big breasts, dark skin, big bums. That's my opinion, right? We're not talking about my opinion. White versus black, that's my opinion. We're going to be dealing with sexuality, not based on opinion, but based on natural law and objective truth that is brought forward to us by Ma'at, okay? So this is what I'm looking forward to going through with you guys, and I'm really excited about it. So I think what we're going to do now is let's get into some questions, because I want to make sure we have time and enough battery so that we could go through some questions. So please, jump in the question box. We're going to do some questions right now. Whatever you want me to chime in on, whatever you want to talk about. Even people in the room right now. We got people in the room, in the house. You know what I'm saying? If there's anything you guys want me to touch on this live, we're going to be recording for the podcast as well. So if there's anything you guys want me to get into in regards to my art, in regards to sexuality, spirituality, we can touch on that right now. I'm game. This is also being live recorded, so you'll be able to listen to this minimum by next week on Spotify via my podcast, Spiritual Health with Mikel. If you don't know about my podcast, click the link in the bio and you'll get links to the podcast, Spiritual Health with Mikel. But let's get into some questions right now, family, because I'm down. People in the room, if you want to throw questions, we could get in the game. And anyone at home, let's go through with it, family. Yeah? So I'll be waiting on you guys. Let's go. Fire. You got a question? Let's go. Throw something at me.
Sexuality.
Mm.
Let's dive into that. kindly.
I see you.
Right now we're experiencing female, female, male, male. Is it wrong? Is it right? I don't know. So basically, if I was to teach my daughter about sexuality, what is the truth about sexuality?
The truth about sexuality. Mm-hmm. Can you guys hear her? Let me know if you can hear when someone's asking me a question. That would be, I'm just interested to know. Because then I'll also repeat it as well if you can't hear, right? I'm seeing some questions in here as well, and I'll get to you guys. Please put them in the question box as well, family, so that as the feed is going, we don't miss the questions, yeah? So what she asked is, if I could paraphrase, you said, what is the truth about sexuality? You know, what do we teach? There's so much information or ideologies around sexuality. What is the absolute truth?
For us. As a people who are consciously living and promoting a certain way of life.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So, Because this is dope. Because you have the truth, which no matter what we feel about it, exists. Then based on that truth, we build our life on it. So for example, you may decide to build a building based on bricks. I may decide to build a building based on mud. Those are what we've decided to do with a truth. The truth is you can build a building with bricks, you can build a building with mud, you can even build a building with metal. That's the truth, right? Now, our opinion on that is I prefer a mud house. You get what I'm saying? You prefer a square brick house for whatever objective you're leading on. You see? So I just wanted to say that because you asked a specific question. What is the truth on sexuality? Which is one question. And then what is the truth based on what our objective as a community, right? So let me deal with that. So firstly, sexuality is the dance, the flow between masculine and feminine energy. That is what sex is. Sex, that is how everything comes into being, from nature to us as humans, to even technology, this phone that I'm using right now. They have to take on the polarities of masculine and feminine in order for power to be produced within that. You see? So sexuality or sex is that dance between masculine and feminine and what they create based on that connection. You see? Yeah? So that's simple. That's like how I would define it. That's objective truth. There is no life. The word sex itself, if you look at it in a dictionary, the word sex is masculine and feminine interacting. That's literally it.
That's
ma'at. That is ma'at. That is literally ma'at. The balance, the order. Because I cannot exist without you. You cannot exist without me. We must, in order for life to continue, which is how we even enjoy sex. Me and you cannot enjoy sex with our respective partners, whoever they may be, right? We can't enjoy sex without someone having sex to bring us into existence. So even if I decide and say, oh, I want to have an interaction with a man, right? Or you decide you want to have an interaction with a woman, that can't happen unless a man and a woman come together and have sex. You see? So like I said, there's truth, and then there's what we want to do with the truth after it's presented. Does that make sense? So really what we're calling sex is not sex, you see? Or should I say it's limiting the understanding of sex in its entirety, you see? Because that masculine and feminine interaction happens at this level, from a genitalia, from a biological level, people assume that it doesn't happen anywhere else. You see, there's ways that people have sex without touching. Yeah? There's ways that if you take it from a principal point of view, there's ways that we interact sexually without us having to copulate. Exactly. Yeah? I see you guys in the comments. I'm coming for you guys right next.
And how does that work out? If it's the sex with no physical contact, is it still based on the masculine and feminine balance
Yes.
Of that, and what does that give birth to?
So, thank
why
you.
Why would you do it anyway?
Yeah. You say, why?
Yeah.
Why? We do it every day.
Uh-huh.
Sex is about creation. Sex is about this. If I can break it down like this, because also when we say masculine and feminine, we immediately think man and woman. And we're not wrong for thinking that, but it's one aspect. Because man and woman, as a man, I have a penis. Yeah? And so I represent divine masculinity, which means I am the aspect of the God polarity that deals with masculinity when it comes to the sexual game. You have a vagina, you are the aspect that deals with femininity, right? But in both of us, we have masculine and feminine. Why? because it took masculine and feminine to bring you into existence. So I am not without feminine or femininity or masculinity, and you are not without masculinity or femininity. So there's layers to this game. There's the game me and you play when we want to create life, right? Masculine and feminine. Then there's the game you play personally when you want to manifest life in your own life. So that is also a game of masculine and feminine within yourself. And this is what we forget. When we push masculinity solely on men, which is not a bad thing to do, without understanding that it exists in both of us, we forget how to play the masculine and feminine game within ourselves. So simply, if you look at them, there's other ways, there's other names for masculinity and femininity. Positive and negative. Light and dark. Left and right. Yes, day and night. There's other names for it. Responsibility and vulnerability. You see? Duality, there you go. Yin and yang, thank you. And we could do this all day. You could do this all day because it's a spiritual law. So whether we call it masculinity and femininity now, your ancestors didn't call it that. But they still observe the laws. They didn't call it that. You see, in the Tao, they may call it yin and yang, right? In these other spaces, like for example, in Ma'at, the law that deals with your programming is Sebek and Heteru. Those are masculine and feminine of the same principle. On a higher level, it's Sekeh and Tuhuti. Again, they're one deals with emotional power and the other deals with wisdom and intelligence. You see, they're masculine and feminine of the same line. There's a thread going through. And so, again, I'm desirous of breaking this down in a way that, you know, as Mikkel, I have my opinions. You see, me, I only deal with black women.
Everybody does.
I have my opinions. I like a woman who looks like this. I like a woman with natural hair. I like Africa. The sun is better. I like the coast. It's tropical. That's me. That's me. Do you get it? You see? But everyone shouldn't share my personal view, right? But there is a truth that all of us must observe to have a heavenly life. You see? And masculinity and femininity is my desire to break it down so that anyone can be like, I have a better understanding of how to play my spiritual game. So again, when you're dealing with yourself, you asked about how do we manifest that from, you know, outside of just sex. We're talking about vulnerability and responsibility. We play that game to manifest things in life. This shop right now, which you guys have put together, this, you guys got to see this place, it's beautiful, right? This place can't come together without the polarity of responsibility and vulnerability, masculine and feminine. It takes a certain level of responsibility to say, I'm going to pay the bills for this space every month, regardless of how much it is, regardless of how much customers are in. I take on the responsibility of doing that. Then there's vulnerability. You need to rely. You need to be open for the artist to come and paint this wall. You need to be open for the fundis to come and build the structures here. You need to be open to your graphics designer. Can you give us a good, we trust you to know the spirit of this space and what we're working towards, and that you can cover that. That's the masculine and feminine game. That is sexuality
in business.
In business. You see what I'm saying? You see, it exists everywhere. And what I'm trying to say, and my mission is, if we have a greater understanding for how it exists everywhere, we have much more room to play. Some of us are having sex because we don't have any other thing to do with that energy. A lot of people are having depressing sex. Or they're getting fucked, which is a better word for it. We're just fucking. Because it's like we have no other place to witness how we can give birth or have that euphoric experience of magic that we shouldn't just get in that one ejaculation, but every day your spirit should be oozing that of sexuality. Yeah, that's being alive. Think about it. It took an orgasm or an ejaculation at best to bring us all here. That means we're made from that shit. You know what I'm saying? That means that's what life is made of. That feeling. Life is made of that. But if, it's a smart tamusana. You get what I'm saying? Life is dope. So if we don't, but if we don't have an understanding or awareness of how to cultivate that in every way throughout life, we're going to be damaged. We're going to keep having this weird connection with people we shouldn't have. We're going to keep lying down with people out of fear and desperation. And we're keep going to be doing sexually foul things, you know, that go against the laws of Ma'at, that go against the order and balance. You see, and then we're going to keep producing, because here's the thing, and I think someone asked this question. I'm going to scroll back a little bit. But here's the thing about karma. Karma is very, put it this way, the life you're born into is based on the previous life that you lived in your bloodline. So a lot of us, the challenges you come here with, right, come from previous lives, the one you're born into. There's ones you will create for yourself, but there's ones you're born into.
Is that your mother and father?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you inherit them based on the line and based on where you, what you've been born into in this particular period, or where you've fallen here. The eldest, the youngest, we'll come here to work out different things within that blood. So a lot of us are dealing with, especially in the previous generations, we're dealing with a lot of sexual violations in our family. A lot of our families are dealing with generations of sexual violations that when we are born, we've come to work out. So you find people, like, this is what I'm saying, like, people who lean towards same sex, for example, you find a lot more have experienced sexual violations. And so in this life, they're born to block that out. So you're not getting with someone of the opposite sex. You see what I'm saying? Some people, like, genuinely, from young, that's not their path. Yeah? Some other people, during their life and their experiences, make that decision and then often come back when whatever's been worked out. And I know people. Remember, I'm a coach. So I'm not talking, you know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with intimate facts, you see? So some people work that out on the journey that they've taken up until this point, you see? And so it's very important that we understand the role sex plays in the life we come to live. And the inclinations we have towards sex are also inherited. It's not just about same sex, even regarding, you know, men who like to sleep around. This is coming from somewhere. You see what I'm saying? The inability to have peace. It's all about harmony. So anything you're doing outside of balance, anything that's excessive, is a form of disharmony. You see what I'm saying? And so the challenges we come with when we're born are there so that we can work these things out in this lifetime and create more harmony as we go forward. Yeah? And it works best when we're building family, because your children get to experience in physicality the best of what you've overcome. You see what I'm saying? All right, let me go to some questions right here, because I know you lot been getting it in right now. Look, guys, I've missed out on some of your questions because this thing is rolling back. But let me go to the question box. Family, put your questions in the question box. I'm with you right now. Let me scroll back a little bit. Can you please explain the spiritual health connection with Ma'at? Well, Ma'at itself is harmony. The word harmony and health are exactly the same word. Harmony and health, it means the same thing. You can't be healthy if there is no harmony. If you are disharmonious, then you're not healthy. It's as simple as that. So when you're dealing with the laws of the spirit or Ma'at, to have Ma'at means to be healthy and in balance. So spiritual health is the journey one takes to create that harmony within yourself. So that's what we're dealing with here. The next show is May. May. We're dealing with May. How it helps the growth of our spiritual health. Ma'at. Yeah. So Ma'at is really powerful. Because once we understand the laws of the spirit, we would start to understand that this here is like a game. And the more we get to understand how these laws interact with us, we'd be less offended with life and understand that every part of life that's been given to us, every aspect of ourselves that's been blessed to be existing, including your challenges, your triumphs, the positive and negative parts of you, all of that is so that you can actually have a heavenly life. Can you believe it? Even the bad things that come about in your life, the problems that are there, are not because some divine force hates you, but it's because that has been your problem. You've been given that problem specifically, paired with a power to solve it so that you can create a beautiful experience in this world. It's only contrast that creates beauty. We know the sun is good because of how dark it gets at night. We know hot is hot because of how cold gets. We know up is up based on where down is. So I'm here to say the contrast, and Ma'at lets you know, the contrast is what creates the beauty, family. So we have, by that effect, by knowing Ma'at, it helps us embrace the contrast and conflict in our own life and not be so offended by it. Yes, family? How does tantric sex line up with Ma'at? This is a dope question. Tantra, which I haven't got into specifically, but Tantra, Ma'at, let's deal with Ma'at, Kwanzaa. Ma'at is opens up your awareness of self, right? And Tantra is not just about the sexual awareness within your genitalia, but your sexual self as an essence. How your essence of your sexuality relates with people and life itself. I can't remember the word for Tantra. I forgot the meaning of Tantra. But the meaning of Tantra, if you look it up, you'll see that it's not even dealing with sex specifically. Yeah? It's not even dealing with sex specifically. So this is all about our growth in awareness. You see that when you isolate a particular subject, right, without knowing its broader spectrum, then you limit its capacity for use. So when you understand Ma'at, which allows you to look at yourself as a being, a consciousness, as a soul on a journey, it allows you to look at your ego and your flesh as another part of your duality and not your whole self. Your ability to, for you to look at, for example, me, my ability to look at Mikkel as a, as an aspect of my being, not the whole being, gives me more room to play sexually. Why? Because I have a greater awareness of myself. And when I'm saying sexually, I mean how I'm able to use my energy. It's easier to not be led astray with anger if I can watch myself. If I can watch myself, it's easy not to be misled by the emotions that come to visit you when you're triggered, either by anger or lust or any other emotion. It's easy to be a watcher. And if you're a watcher, then you can always make the best move. If you're dealing with sex, for example, you know, if we go into sex, I know I have the best sex when I become an observer, right? When I become an observer, I last longer. When I become an observer, I know where to, which spots to touch and where, because I'm watching the experience. I'm taking on another consciousness. But when I'm lustfully in sex and I'm thinking locally, my consciousness is local, then it's very quick, it's very selfish, it's very one-sided, and the woman is not having a good time no matter what she wants to say after. You know what I'm saying? No matter how she wants to stroke the ego, she's not having the best experience, because I know it's a local one. So your ability, and we've all done this in some way, shape, or form through meditation, your ability to be in the flesh, but not of the flesh, as the Bible says, or be in the world, which is Geb, the last spiritual law, but not of it, allows you greater room to navigate your essence, which is also what Tantra is dealing with. You explain how we as beings of my art have a choice to explore our sexuality. Yeah, I think I broke that down. More questions, guys, drop them in. Does ejaculation while exercising consider pure in the law of my art? How do you ejaculate while exercising? That's a next level. What kind of, how do you do that?
Which exercise is that?
Hello, what exercise do you do? Hold on, let me. Let me talk about. Woo! You got some special powers. How do you do that shit? Can you imagine? Yeah. No, no. How do you ejaculate while exercising? Is that a thing? You ever done that?
I don't know.
Tell the truth. Is it a she or a he? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. If it's a woman, I might be able to. I can understand that still.
And she needs to tell us how she
ejaculates. Yeah. By the way, you got some next libido. If a woman's doing that, boy, you getting it in right now. You know what I'm saying? But actually, let me take that back. Because there's two different words here. There's ejaculation and there's orgasm, which is not the same thing.
Okay.
You can orgasm while exercising. Mm-hmm. You can definitely orgasm while exercising. You see what I'm saying? Without touching yourself.
Mm.
But certain exercises empower that.
Orgasm and ejaculation
are two different things. Ejaculation is the removal of fluid from your body.
Mm.
That one, I'm wondering how you do that while you're exercising. Or what kind of, maybe a sexercise, you know.
So you can
orgasm without ejaculating. Yes, you can orgasm without ejaculating.
Ooh.
It's even men.
Blank shots or what?
What do you say? Blank shots? No. Back shots or blank shots?
Blank
shots. No, you can orgasm. So, but now men orgasming. Without ejaculation, it takes, going back to this word, it takes them, you have to get into your femininity as a man to do that. You see what I'm saying? So it's so what happens is, instead of removing the fluid becomes somewhat of an energy throughout your body. So us as men, right, we ejaculate outwards like that, right? So it's called an ejaculation for those who want to look it up, right? But we can, instead of removing it as fluid, it goes up as an energy throughout our body. So that same sensation you experience when you're ejaculating, you can go upwards in your body, and because it goes now throughout all your nerves system, you start shaking like a damn woman when she's having some good orgasm. Yep. I was gonna ask you a dumb question. Hear me, this is so funny. I'm gonna ask it anyway, just to see it sound. I was gonna ask, have you ever seen a woman orgasm? I'm asking a woman. But yeah, you know that feeling, right? That feeling that you, I should be asking you. Yeah. So that feeling, as a man, you can have that for yourself.
Shaking.
What?
Men don't normally shake.
We don't shake, we shake, rattle and roll.
Oh, you're
dead. I'm talking about like full body orgasm, which is usually reserved for women.
Oh.
You can have that. You can have that. That's it. Yeah, the person who asked is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a woman. So
big
up yourself. So please ask the question again. There's some discharge when you exercise, well, as a woman. Okay, that's what she said. There's discharge when you exercise. But is discharge the same as ejaculation?
No.
Because I can discharge. It doesn't mean I'm ejaculating. Do you get it? I don't think.
Discharge is just, you get discharge without ejaculation, because for instance, when you're ovulating, you get discharge.
I don't know if you guys can hear her, but she said, when you're ovulating, you can get discharge as well.
Yeah, discharge, yeah.
Not me.
No, I mean the female.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. A brother said, just got from a Vipassana meditation, and one thing I learned that made my art make sense is being equal with your challenges Just observe and let them pass. That way you get peace. Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. She said she used the wrong term, which is cool. It made a great conversation. And it opened up the conversation around ejaculation, or what they call semen retention, which I think is something that I think men should be doing a lot more of. Again, watch this. It's going to help us with our sexuality in general. Yes, there's a Kegel exercises which help strengthen your perineum, which is like, you know, when we're peeing, bro, when you pee and you want to, let's say you're trying to hold the pee in and you squeeze that part of your, yeah, it's called the perineum. It's right between your testicles and your anus. Yeah, it's the pelvic floor. That is what allows you to retain semen and also maintain erection during sex. You get? So the exercise of that does two things. One, it strengthens that aspect of us, right? It also helps us. That's a great place when you're doing breath work, breathing, and for meditation, when you're doing breath work, that helps us control our fears. Yeah? So if you're ever about to make strong decisions, or you know, there's a moment where fear's coming over you, breathing from here, yeah? And as you take a deep breath in, yeah? As you exhale, you squeeze that perineum. Yeah, you squeeze it. So deep breath, it's open. As you exhale, it's like you're pushing that air upwards, right? That is literally an exercise for peace. You see? So it's very helpful. Remember, sexuality isn't just when we lay down. It helps when you lay down, you see, because we get excited in the bedroom. You're looking at her, she's biting her lip. She twists a certain way, you're like, ah, oh Lord, you gotta close your eyes, you know what I'm saying? You're like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? You're doing too much, you're like, I'm the man, and then you're not, you know what I'm saying? So that helps, that breathing helps to regulate also like our blood flow because of the oxygen we're able to bring to ourselves in that time, yeah? But then, in everyday life, it helps with the control of emotions. It helps with the navigating of emotions, right? So we'd be able to, someone says some shit to you, Shiro's cussing me, Mikhail, la 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 la, and I'm just thinking, who the hell are you talking to? Shut up, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like my emotions is bringing me to that space. But now, the breathing helps me reset my mind, bring my emotions to neutrality to help me go, ah, do you know what? I think she was just having a bad day. She's actually not even angry with me. Something I've done is, ah, okay, that, she doesn't like that. Shiro, sorry, I apologize for that, actually. What do you think would be better? You get what I'm saying? The breathing aspect is what helps us come to those conclusions, which helps us deal with conflict. So instead of blowing up in someone's face and doing things that will create a cycle of, not even just regret, a cycle of negative karma. You get what I'm trying to say? If you do something to me now, or let's say this guy, you know, a man's gonna anger me more quicker than a woman. Me and him get into something and we start throwing blows. Now I ruin my experience in this space. You get what I'm saying? Maybe you don't want me to come back here. Or maybe you don't want him to come back here. Or maybe now you know we can't be in the same space. Yeah. So now you've got to go, oh, is Mikhail coming? Is he coming?
Or maybe you just abandon the whole situation.
The whole thing. You see what I'm saying? When we don't need to do that, something small. Maybe he said something. Maybe he's smoking cigarette. That's something that irritates me. When people smoke cigarette, I literally have to breathe because I'm like, I hate that shit. It irritates me and it violates me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, get out. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say, listen, I don't like cigarette. If you're blowing ganja, it's fine. You can blow it in my face. You know what I'm saying? But cigarette, I don't like so much. You know what I'm saying? But again, but everybody now, here's the fun thing. Everyone has their thing. Because someone else, they don't mind. But for you, it may be my loud voice. You might, some people don't like my voice. I might be too loud. You know, so there's breathing. That breath work helps to navigate conflict easier as well. There's no more questions on here. Guys, throw your questions in. We're talking about sexuality because this month, this Easter, this is the period of fertility, right? And sexuality. So this is the time to be talking about this. And so we're going to be doing programs, some challenges that deal with our understanding of sexuality. And I'm going to be inviting you guys to participate in Warojo House. But before I go, let me know if anyone has any more questions. Any questions from the room? A gland? Yeah. What do you mean, like?
There's a part you say that, yeah, that helps with the strengthening of, you know, like, then you mentioned, you gave an example, like, you see when you pressed, you want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You hold that, yeah. Yeah.
Is it like an exercise of some sort?
Yes. It's called Kegels. Kegels. There's actually an app you can use for it, or you can just go on the internet and look at Kegels and it explains, it will break down the science. But that thing you do when you... Kegel. Yeah, women do it, and it's very common for women now because it helps them really, especially when giving birth or, you know, I think for cramps.
Or structuring back the system after childbirth.
Okay, yes, and bringing back into strength, but it's also there for men. Yeah? And so, also, which is funny, you know, I find funny, and maybe we don't have time to talk about this. But that perineum, that floor, yeah, right, mm-hmm, is also where the male G-spot is. We may have to stop here. You know what I'm saying? But that is also where that the G, you know, the women have a G-spot, right? Yeah?
So which location are we talking about?
The same place where your perineum is, mm-hmm, right, which is in between your ass crack and your testicles. You can literally feel it, yeah? Mm-hmm. It's almost, it's even like a little, small little gap there, yeah? Mm. It's probably where the vagina was before we became men, boys, yeah? Because we all start as girls, yeah? Mm. We have these things here that don't work. You know what I'm saying? The clitoris is a penis that didn't get any love, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It's true. So but the G-spot for men is right there. You see? And so, you know, when we talk about gay people, they're onto something, you know? That's why they found something that is actually really, really pleasurable. You see? They exploit something that's a very deep, that's a good correct word. But it's true. It's true, right? But the truth is that is where the male G-spot is, and that is the stimulation and the contraction of the area through Kegels, right? Or semen retention is how we get to experience orgasm personally. You can do that by yourself. Or if you're freaky, you could do that with your woman. You know what I'm saying? And I say that she can have some, you know, you can have some fun, you know. All right, my battery's dying. Let's go, family. But we're in the game. I don't mind running. If you guys got any more questions there, you can jump into that. But this month, I'm dedicating, this couple months, this season, we're going to be dedicating the conversation of sexuality. We're going to be talking about it from an objective point of view. As it pertains to the laws of Ma'at. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, if you've got any more questions, drop them in quickly. Or I'll see you again. Kesho Asubuhi. Tomorrow morning. So let me know, family. Put a flame if you're in the game. Like I said, also, guys, if you want to join us here in the motherland right now, we're in Kenya, Kilifi to be exact. We're in Mystic Breed, which is a hub, a coven built specifically for our spiritual health and these narratives, these conversations, and this kind of interaction, family. So if you didn't believe that there's somewhere in the motherland for you, for us, Watu Aroho, think again, family. We are here, we are building, and some beautiful things are happening. I can't wait to see you guys this December for our village link up in Kenya. And lastly, if anybody wants one-to-one coaching, family, hit me up, go to my website and book a coaching session, and let's get it in on your own spiritual journey. But for now, I say peace in, love out. Peace.